So we're in the Hakdama by the Dibur HaMaschil Ulevat Zeh, which in my edition is on page Yud Dalet. So the Chavetz Chaim just finished telling us that the reasons why people are not careful in speaking Lashon Hara, Ulevat Zeh, and besides this, Chazera Laharbi Anoshim, it's lacking to many people, Yediyah, Binyan Iser Kabbalas Lashon Hara. People are not aware of the fact that there's an Isur just to listen to Lashon Hara. She Isura hu afil lahamin balei bilvad rak lochesh miboyi. That to believe it, even if you don't do anything about it, but just a person believes the Lashon Hara that he's told, that already is an Isur. All one is allowed to do is lochush. One is allowed to take into account that there's a possibility that it's true, and the Chavetz Chaim will tell us what halachic ramification that is. V'yoid harbi inyonim kiyotzev hazeh, and many other halachas regarding this, ki'inyan, binyan kabbalas lashon hara, urechilus, asher iyev shelevaram po, which we can't explain here. Va'af enem yoidim ech lesakin es hadovim osar alisa sipa lashon hara. And also people don't know what to do if they were already over lashon hara, urechilus, urechilus v'kabbalasam, or hearing it. And because of these reasons, so the matter has, so to say, crumbled or collapsed entirely. People get used to speaking, just whatever comes, was is often ling, is often saying, whatever is in a part of a person's lung is already on his tongue. People don't realize that they have to first think, maybe what I'm about to say is actually forbidden minatur for me to say it. And we've become so accustomed to this aveira, people don't even realize that they're doing an aveira. Even something which is mamish, afeta lashon hara, it's clearly lashon hara. You're saying something negative about somebody else. Never kugon shu medaber ro al chaveiro. He says something not nice about a person. Umeganeu betachlis agnus, and he wipes the floor with him. If someone will ask him, how are you saying this negative thing about somebody? Tanisa deraisa, yachshav belibo. The person will think, shubol asoyse tzaddik v'chassid. He's trying to make me into a tzaddik or a chassid. V'leikabel is divrei hamuchiach klal, and he won't accept the words of the one who's reproving me. Afikasher huroya shadav is a hefke. But I'm going to say in rabbin that he sees, so to say, everyone's doing. For chol elo asibos, and all these reasons, ikarim hu mitzad, why is it taka that people have become so lax? Shelo niskabetz b'mokam echad inyan lashon hara rechilus. Because we don't find too much the, where it's gathered together all the inyanim of lashon hara rechilus. She is boyer boy echusam v'inyanim b'cholayim frateim. That it should be explained all the depth of it and the details and the general rules. It's spread out in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. And even the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yoina, Shehem Osalon Uderach Slula Balachazu, that they gave us, they paved the path for us in these halachas. Afal Pikein Kitzru Ma'od Kedarkin Shel Rishonim. They were very brief, as is the way of the Rishonim. Vigam Yesh Harbe V'Harbe Dinim Shleibo B'Divrayim. And there's many different halachas that they didn't mention. Kashiyira Haraya B'Fnim HaSefer, as you will see when you learn this sefer. Al Kain, the Chofetz Chaim says, Azarti Chegever Chalotzai, I girded my loins, Be'ezes Hashem Yisbar Chachoinin Lodim Das, with the help of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that it gives people the ability to utilize their mind. V'kibatzti Kol Dini Lashon Hara Rechilus Al Sefer. And I gathered together all the halachas of Lashon Hara and Rechilus in one sefer. V'likadati Oysim Mikol HaMakoymus HaMfuzarim B'Shasim V'Poyskim. And I gathered them from all the different spread out places in the Shas and the Peskim, Ubefrat, and especially Meharambam, Vasmag, Vishari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina, Shehem He'iru Lanu He'inayim Balochazu. And especially from the Rambam, Smag, and Shari Tshura, which they have illuminated our eyes in this halacha. Vegam likadati eze dinim imashim atzasi b'tshuvas marik ushar tshuvas hashiachim linezeh. And I gathered together the halachas I found in other svarim. B'chilakti es ha-sefer l'shnei chalokim. And I divided the sefer into two parts. The first is Hilchas Isur Lashon Hara. The first is the halachas of saying something negative. And the second is Hilchas Isurei Rechilus. The Isur of Rechilus, which means when I go and I tell someone, you know what that guy said about you. In other words, when I go and that's even worse, because she's Zakeni Ho'elyoin. And if the Rebbeinu Shalom will give me this chus, Erebli Neder, L'chaber L'eilu Shnei HaChalokim Oid Chilik Shlishi. And I hope, with the help of Hashem, that I will be able to make a third part. Asher bo yikubatz kol hamamorim anaskarim b'gemara u'midrashim v'zayir HaKadosh Binyan Zeh. I'm going to gather together all the statements in the Gemara, in the Medrash, and in the Zayir that discuss Lashon Hara. Ki mitoch zeh, from this, yivo ar otzem hasocha b'olam hazeh u'b'olam ha'bolam b'shenisar me'ovin zeh. Then a person will see the tremendous reward that a person gets in this world and the next world for a person who's careful from this terrible sin. And that's actually the sefer that Chofetz Chaim that was zeichet to write, and that's the sefer that's called Shmiras Haloshim. As the sefer we're learning is Chofetz Chaim, that's the halacha sefer about Lashon Hara, and Shmiras HaLashon is the sefer that he wrote to bring down all these. V'ahakach chilakti es halachas anal lechlolim, and after that I divided all these halachas into general principles. V'chol klal kamasifim, and each klal, each we'll call it chapter, I broke into a number of paragraphs. Kedei shiyorutz hakoreh bo, so that the one who learns it could, so to say, run through. And kimat, for every chapter I gave examples of things that are relevant, that from that a person will be able to think how he can learn halacha l'maaseh. And I called this sefer, which has these two parts, Chofetz Chaim. Al Shem HaKosev. Why did I pick that name? Because that's the pasuk. Mi Ha'ish HaChavitz Chaim. Who's the one who likes life? Oiv Yom L'Yisrael. Nitzar L'Shon Chomira. Guard your tongue from evil. Umivnei Shelo Yokutz HaKoyri B'Kriyasai. Kol Dinu B'Koyri. Umachmas Revo Aricha Shenimtza Boi Lefamin. And in order that the one who's learning the Sefer should not get turned off by it being a little bit too lengthy, I divided each sefer into two parts. Hapnim, the inside, meaning the upper part. That's what they call the bottom line. Yikare b'shem mekor chayim, and that part I called mekor chayim. Ki hadibor shev adam hu yotze mikayach hanefesh hachayi sheboi, because words from a person come from his neshama, from the source of his life. Kmo shekosev vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, and adam rishon became a living soul. V'tir gemunkelis l'ruach memalla, like a soul that is able to speak. So that's the source of the neshama. Ubir sover lo, and I wrote an explanation around it. Yikare b'shem be'er mayim chayim, the spring of live waters. Ki hu habe'er, because that's the spring, the well. Shedolisi mimenu es mekor chayim apimi. Then from there is where I drew the life giving waters. In other words, that which I wrote in the upper part. V'yeda ochi akore, and my brother who reads this should know. Shafilu kol davar shenimtza b'fnim, even the simple halachas that you find inside, hareisius mekayra b'ver mayim chayim. I showed the source. Laban yivorer le'eni hakol, that it should be very clear to everybody. Shasei v'zeh lechibarti al pi midas chasidus. I didn't write the sefer, you know, with counting midas chasidus lefnim mishur sadin. Rak al tzad adin, only whatever is the clear halacha. And I beseech the pleasant reader, maybe a person will find something in his first thought that in Be'etzem Adin, either in the halacha, he'll argue and he'll say, it's just a chumrah, or he'll say, oh, he looks like he was just babbling on, and there was just, he seemed to be so verbose here. O kitzaloshin, or he seems to be very short. Bal yimaher lahachlit es hadavar loymashkogehi. Don't jump to conclusions and say that it's an error. Ad ashi yayin heite biber ma'im chayim ubechlol hanichlolim hanitzroch hakololim hanitzrochim lahachlochazu. Without first looking carefully into the sources and all the principles that are necessary for this halacha. Ki afim yechsalei klal echad me'halacha, because even if one principle is missing, Lo yavin shor halacha l'ashura, he won't understand the halacha properly. Ki be'emes kol sif u'sif mi'sefer hazeh, every paragraph in this sefer, iyanti b'harbe, I looked into it deeply, u'bedibuk chaverim gedoy le'tayra, and working it out together with, so to say, chavrusis gedoy le'tayra, v'chipasti chipus achar chipus shel yimotzei bashas sir l'dreinu. And the Chofetz Chaim can write, and I checked, and I checked, and I checked again to make sure, I checked through the entire Shas, without a computer, to make sure that there's no contradiction in the entire Shas to what I'm writing here. I have to tell you, Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal, none of us really can fathom his greatness, but... His grandson-in-law, Rav Simcha Bunim, Kohen Shlita, in Lakewood, came once for a lecture, and after the lecture, he asked Rabbi Miller a question. So Rabbi Miller said, how long did you have this question for? How long did you think about this question ago? So he said, a few seconds ago. So he said, everything that I say in the Thursday night shiur, I've worked on for 30 years. Can't you give me the decency of at least thinking about the question for 30 minutes before asking? So that's what the Chafetz Chaim, like saying here, don't jump, you know, 1 second, you're going to look one word in the Chafetz Chaim, it doesn't make sense. So don't jump. He looked into this deeply, 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 again and again, went through Shas, carefully, chipus achachipus, to make sure that he has it down pat. So don't jump.